Yeah, it did. Yeah, there were two eventful games, weren't there? I think we went there as well in the Sky game, and I think we're 3-0 up in that game, actually, where you could have argued that the game could have easily been 3-0 the other way as well. So, we've done quite well against them, but I don't think that'll have any bearing at all tomorrow night. I think they're a very different team. Obviously, without Antonio, it means exactly that. They've got to be more of a team, and I'm sure that's something that they've looked at. And again, every club has to do what they've got to do to get through difficult periods. I think they've been in a difficult period in terms of their embargo. He's made it a very difficult job for Dougie, and I think he's done a really good job in sorting them out last season and getting them away from the bottom end of the table, and this season making them competitive already at the start. So, we know it's going to be a difficult game, but, you know, listen, it's a championship game, isn't it? Tell me one that isn't difficult.
They've still got the sort of squad that you could see them up and around the top six at the end of the season, couldn't you?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of clubs in this division that can do that. And that's why I think you don't worry too much about individuals or what other players can do, because they've all got good players. Every team's got good squads. Every team's got good players. And I think, you know, hopefully people are starting to say that about our team now, because we've done it consistently. But again, listen, we know what we're going to have to do. And it's going to be one of those where, can the players do it after a good win on the Saturday? It's always a challenge, isn't it? Can you get up for the game again on the Tuesday? Can you show the same desire and intensity? Can we show the same quality in terms of our attacking play? Can we be a little bit better defensively as well as a team? And that's going to be the big challenge tomorrow night.
You've genuinely got four or five players knocking on the door wanting a start in the league. Games on Tuesday night and Friday night. Is this a week where you genuinely have to think once, twice, maybe three times about keeping this unchanged lineup or not?
Yeah, I think that's something we will have to do. I said that quite a few times last year, and occasionally then chose the same team. But I genuinely think, you know, when you've got another game on Tuesday night, you've got a game on Friday, we've got obviously a huge game for all the fans on Tuesday. And then still a lot of games after that period. So I just think, you know, if you keep playing the same team all the time, keep expecting them to travel 4 hours to Ipswich and churn another performance on a Friday night, you're asking for a lack of intensity about your work. You're also asking for the ones on the sideline to become a little bit demotivated because they're not getting a chance, and you also run the risk of injury, of course. So I think we'll have to be a little bit clever, and we need to know as well whether some of these players can come in and not affect our performance, and that's going to be the challenge. But I think certainly over the next 3 or 4 games, we will definitely have to use some of the other players. And I think they're good enough to do that.